Giants and Rockies playing the second game of their two-game series in San Francisco. Matt Moore would put together perhaps his best start of the season. With a 2-0 lead in the third, Brandon Crawford would come to the plate and add to it off of Tyler Chatwood.
There's a drive deep down the right field line, hooking into the corner. Adios, pelota! And it is 3-0 Giants.
There goes the runner. The inning is over. Reynolds down on strikes. Four strong in the books for Matt Moore.
On the corner, strike three.
Backdoor cut and an absolute perfect pitch.
That is strike three call. And a three up, three down inning. And six strikeouts in six innings for Matt Moore.
So now a base hit could mean a run, and that would be a very big run to get. Swing and a base hit to left field. Here comes Pence. It's going to be waved home. Charging the ball, Desmond, he comes up throwing, and a wild throw. And the Giants have a 4-0 lead.
And this should do it. Which Gold Glover is going to take it? It's going to be Crawford, and that's the ball game. But these games, very important to Colorado. And the Giants hurt him a little bit.
The Giants win their third in a row, the first time they've done that in the second half. It was the first start in which Matt Moore did not allow a run since August 25th of last season, as he throws six scoreless innings to get the win, striking out six. The Giants win their third in a row. They take care of the Rockies 4-0 on Wednesday. And after the game, here's San Francisco manager Bruce Bochy's thoughts.
Yeah, he has been throwing the ball better, and it's been getting better and better, I think, with each start. Thought what he really did well today was on the arm side, had good balance pitch on both sides of the plate. And that worked well for him. Had a good change up, mixed in the breaking ball effectively, but just really commanded the outside part and the inside part today, and just a great effort against a very good hitting ball club.
You played against a team that probably is going to make the playoffs. Now you put them in a very bad shape, by the way. But does this, to the confidence of the team and their effort of not losing 100 games this year?
Well, we're coming out here every day. I've said this so many times. We have a job to do. It's our responsibility to come out here for each other, fans, and for baseball, other teams, play the best baseball we can. And I'm proud of how they've been playing the last couple of days. Against a club that's been very, very tough on us. And but really, if you look at the brand of ball that we played here today, just doing little things, getting guys over, we got them in. They executed so well today. Of course, the pitching was outstanding, but, we manufactured those runs to help tack on. And so it's just good baseball, and that's what I feel good about.
The Joe's hitting well over 400 this month. What can you say about what he's done at the plate for the past several weeks?
Yeah, no, it, really, you go back to Colorado, kind of when he really cranked it up, and he got on the roll, and he's seen the ball well. He's using the whole field. He's driving the ball, too. And then, when he's not hitting it well, like that double today, he's hitting it where they aren't. So, you get in one of those runs, it's fun, and Joe's a good hitter, and he's one of those contact type hitters that can do this and throw a lot of hits out there because it's a short swing, and again, he's not trying to do too much, and so it's good to see him healthy and swing the bat the way he is.
In the seventh, Okert got that grounder, and then Joe kind of fumbled it for a second, and then Guerin comes in and kind of picks him up. For these bullpen guys to sort of pitch well in those situations, you can't just tell them, hey, be better at that next year than you were this year. But when you see something like that, does that give you a little bit of hope?
It does. It's really encouraging. You look at the two guys who came in the seventh, and, I put Okert in a tough situation. It wasn't a left-hander. He's facing a right-hander with, I think, 12 home runs. And they had some pretty big left-handed bats, so I was kind of in a tough situation once he walked LaCroix. But Okert goes out there and gets a big strikeout and gets the ground ball. And, of course, Corey comes in and just makes great pitches there to get a very good hitter. And so that is encouraging. And these are, guys that really are going to help us in the bullpen at an earlier part of the game that is so important. That game could have turned around right there, but because of them, we kept them off the board, and of course it allows you to get up to your get to your setup guys. So, great job on their part.
Just one more thing about Joe. As you head into next year, how good is it to know that that's one position where you're extremely solid? You don't have to worry about that spot.
Yeah, no, he's. We all know Joe. He's fundamentally he's solid at the plate. He's one of those guys that he does everything right. You look at the tools, not one tool stands out, but he just knows how to play the game. And those guys are invaluable. And it's just good to see him healthy for the most part this year, where he has dealt with a little bit of a back issue, but it looks like that's behind him.
At this point of the season, with the NL West playing as well as it is, and you guys being out of the playoff picture, is there any amount of satisfaction you can take from taking two games from a team that's still fighting to make the postseason?
Well, and the fact that we play good baseball, it's been a tough year. It's been, we're not where we want to be, and we don't like being in this role where, you can be a spoiler. That's not our goal, and our goal is to, hopefully be fighting to get in the postseason. But it hasn't happened this year. But despite that, it's easy to get in that shutdown mode this time of year when you're out of it. And I think if you look at these two games, that has not happened. These guys have stepped up and hit the field with meaning business.
Joe Panik was the catalyst. He was a home run shy of the cycle, going 3-for-4, scoring a pair of runs, and is hitting .455 in the month of September. He talks about his offensive performance.
It's really huge, especially this time of the year where, bats might be, getting a little tired. You have to be able to, move runners over. Denard, really stood out to me, in that aspect, with sack fly in the first inning. And then for him to, kind of give himself up there, was it the second time through the order, to, roll the ball over to set up the sack fly, that's huge right there. So, especially with our pitching staff, if we could just grind away at bats and move runners over, get them in, we'll be successful.
A fantastic game for you at the plate today. And just a really interesting stat I'm going to throw at you. In all of baseball, have the most hits of any player against the Rockies with 34. And I'm not sure if you can make heads or tails as to why you have success against that team, but your batting average, Joe, in September has gone up 20 points, and it kind of started in Colorado. What can you make of that? What has felt good, and what do you attribute the success to?
It really, going back to Colorado, was choking up on the bat and kind of shortening up my swing. So it's something really simple, but with my success against the Rockies, that's, it's just one of those things where, you can't really, when you're feeling good, you're feeling good. I mean, when you're not feeling good, you're not going to be swinging the bat well. So I guess just against them, I've been feeling well physically and everything's been kind of working out. But it's really, for me, it was getting back to being simple, using the whole field.
Up next, the Rockies stay in California. They start a series in San Diego Thursday. The Giants get a day off before visiting the Dodgers Friday.